discussion around agent performance and costs continues to dominate r/OpenClaw. A highly debated point emerged regarding token usage, specifically questioning the efficiency of processes that supposedly consumed millions of tokens for improvements. Many users are raising skepticism about how such high expenditure is justified, calling out potential workflow inefficiencies or excessive looping by agents. There's a strong consensus that structuring workflows is key. Use expensive frontier models only to build and document the core infrastructure, but switch to cheaper models for routine execution and maintenance. In terms of technical setup advice, users with Mac minis are finding local running challenging when trying to power full multi-step agents. The best advice shared was a hybrid approach, running small, cheap local models just for classification or routing, while pushing the bulk of the heavy agent work out to cloud providers like Claude or Codex. The separation of duties helps manage both cost and compute overhead. Beyond technical limits, users are deeply considering where to insert human checkpoints into their automated pipelines. While stopping at the planning stage is safe, many recommend adding self-check prompts within the workflow itself, having the agent pause, and ask if it's still aligned with the original goal, to prevent silent drift without requiring full manual intervention every step of the way. The automation consulting sphere is seeing actionable business advice emerge. For those looking to start an AI agency, there's a clear consensus. Stop selling free help. Instead, lead with highly specific, low-risk outcomes that the client already cares about, such as reducing no-shows or automating new lead follow-ups. When advising businesses, remember to translate every technical capability into plain business language. Sell solutions, not automation processes. Finally, across general use cases, there are continuing threads on video workflow and art generation. For animators needing consistency in character design, the search for free and unlimited tools continues to be a struggle. The development protocols themselves also saw a major announcement, with the ADP protocol entering the International Standards Formal Review Queue, marking a significant technical milestone for the open source ecosystem.